We have a photo of you two kissing on the street around 34th Street in Midtown Manhattan. And this is when you proposed. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's when I proposed.
Can you talk a little bit about this photo?
Sure. That was the second year Danny and I marched with Kapimni for Pride March. And that was the day I decided I would propose to Danny. Danny kept saying he didn't like rings. And he also said he was really into Native American cultures. So I found two earrings that were made by a Native American jewelry maker, and I made them into necklaces. So I proposed with this Native American necklace, I guess, on 32nd and 6th, which is the corner where I also came out to my father a few years before. And had sort of led my whole coming out process, which is how I got involved with Kapimni. And proposing to Danny was definitely something that was unexpected, but it was something that I was searching for in my life. And that was one of the reasons why I got involved with the community. And yeah, that was a happy day.
It was definitely unexpected because I didn't expect to get proposed in the middle of the street. But as we were marching, he just came up to me and he started talking about how he came out to his father on 32nd Street on this corner. And I was like, okay, cool. and then he said, well, this is where I would also like to propose to you today. And then I was just speechless for like 2-3 blocks. And we just kept walking.
It was a really nice moment, too, because all the Pungmul drummers were, like, drumming all around us. So it was, like, this kind of moment of, I don't know, really nice magic happening.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that someone caught that moment and photographed it, because I wasn't really thinking about making a big deal out of it. I just wanted it to be a very intimate moment between us. But then Aries shared that picture with us and also posted it on Facebook, which is actually how a lot of my close friends found out we got engaged too. So, yeah.